Blog Talk Radio.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels,
Well, Peace Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Well, hello and welcome again to another great episode of Wealthy Sisters, which is sponsored by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where we celebrate the lives of six and seven-figure women that earn, six and seven-figure women earning of color. Our purpose is twofold. It's first to inspire and encourage the listening audience. And second, we want to edify, promote, acknowledge, or just to say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I am Deborah Hardnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Today is Monday, September the 28th, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So, as always, we ask you to spread the good word. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, we are bending a little rules today. We recognize that rules are truly made to be broken. Yes, we have a wealthy brother on our show today. But I have to tell you, when you hear what he has to share, you will understand why we had to open the airways to this awesome message. Self-esteem is the secret ingredient to everything successful. It determines absolutely everything. Yes, it does. Whether we live our lives on the defense or offense. And we all know the offensive players, well, I can't say we all, I just learned that. The offensive players make the most money. Today we have Mr. Frederick Penn, who's otherwise known as the godfather of self-esteem. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever met Mother Teresa or Bill Cosby and Dr. Phil all in one person? Then you haven't met Frederick Penn, the executive director and founder of the Institute for Self-Esteem and Evaluation Incorporated. Mr. Penn is an outspoken, controversial, passionate innovator of academic excellence. He's a published author of the new, and I say the hot book, 111 Wonderful Ways to Build Children's Self-Esteem and Confidence Every Day, and a loving and aggressive supporter of self-esteem development for children. He's an uncompromising promoter for developing confident, smart children. Often misconstrued and misquoted, his frank comments about parenting have been upsetting to some and a blessing to others. Penn has an impressive combination of comprehensive professional parenting, extensive practical experience, and self-development training for children. His areas of expertise extend to self-awareness development, coaching parents, and leadership training. With a thorough background in self-esteem learning techniques, self-motivation, and interpersonal communications, he has reached thousands. Penn attacks the fundamental causes of poor self-esteem that results in ineffective behavior patterns and reduced potential to achieve. The California Legislative Assembly awarded him a certificate of recognition for entrepreneurial excellence and outstanding work with the parents. Well, with all that said, we're going to take a quick short break, and when we come back, you will hear from none other than the dynamic, the Mr. Godfather himself of self-esteem, Mr. Frederick Penn.
What is your next project going to be? Do you need a new voicemail system for that new business? Maybe you've written a new book, or you've created a new video game, a new podcast, a new blog or website, or maybe you've begun to host your own radio show. Well, guess what? You need a voiceover artist. And that's where Two Ideas Voiceover Services has the right voice for you. Go to www.deborahakbar.com. That's DeborahAkbar.com.
Yes, we are back. This is Deborah Hartnett live with Wealthy Sisters, and our special guest today is the godfather of self-esteem, Mr. Frederick Penn. He is the executive director and founder of the Institute of Self-Esteem and Evaluation. Well, welcome to our wonderful show today. We're so excited to have you. Are you there, Mr. Penn?
Yes, 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 yes. And thank you.
Well, thank you, shall we say, Godfather. I should have had my James Brown playing in the background, but
hey,
then I would have confused everybody. All right, now. We're not talking about, can you do the splits and all that, too? Do you have somebody to bring the cape and put around you as well?
No.
When you're speaking. All right, come back, Deborah. Come back.
Oh, no,
come
no,
back.
No, no. Go ahead and stay, Deborah. I enjoy you with you. Talking crazy. I do it all the time.
I know, right? Life is too short. Life is too short. We got to laugh. And I say, if you can't laugh at yourself, something is wrong with that picture.
Yes. So, Deborah, you are so right on with your comment about life, because that is my opening. Life is a gift.
Yes.
That is part of a three-part opening that I will start our talk on, because that sets the tone for the listeners.
All right. Well, welcome. Go ahead. We're listening.
All right. Very good. When we talk about the most important subject of our lives, and that is the gift that we have called life.
Mm-hmm.
We start with the big picture. Life is a gift. And as I'm looking out the window and I'm watching the trees moving and the sunlight and the sounds, I'm honored. This is a privilege for me to see, for me to hear, for me to be alive. This is a privilege. And it has to start with the big picture. Now, the second component of the self-awareness process, you got to go with the self-awareness first, then that leads you to the self-esteem, is you have to personalize the big picture. And personalizing means this one word. My life is a gift. Yes, life is a gift, and now I've included myself in the gift of life when I say my life is a gift. And then the third part is the spiritual aspect of life. My life is a gift from God. And what I want to share with all the listeners this afternoon is, how am I, how are you, how are your listeners saying thank you for this gift? And how we say thank you, to the degree that we say thank you, relates directly to your self-esteem. If you have some challenges about that word thank you, or that term called thank you, then you have some self-esteem challenges. And that's what we bring to your attention. We first have to get you in harmony with life. How are you going to be in harmony with yourself if you're out of harmony with life? How are you going to be in harmony with yourself when you're out of harmony with the gift that you have been given? That's where it starts.
Wow. Well, what a way to start, I tell you. Just come right on. I was going to get straight to it. I mean, you said so many things there, and of course, you know, the first question pops into mind, and you answered it, okay. What does that have, our outlook, what does that have, this gift that you talked about, what does that have to do with our self-esteem? And you definitely brought that home for us. So let me ask you before you continue to share, because you're definitely an authority on it. You speak with the confidence. There's no doubt about it. But I know we have all types of personalities. We have all types of listeners. And people have questions. What, so to speak, gives you or gave you the authority to speak on self-esteem?
Sure. And that's a wonderful, wonderful question. My whole life, especially my adult life, has been based on this journey of self-awareness. And it didn't start going in a self-esteem direction. I was just wanting to know, what is this life thing about? What is my purpose for being alive about? And I couldn't find anything that was relating to me that I could identify with. I couldn't relate to the images that I was seeing and the books that I was reading. I was reading about some other people. I didn't see anything about me. So then I said, well, is it necessary for me to see something about me, or is what I'm looking for not gender specific or race specific? And I found out that it isn't. And I congratulate you on breaking the rules and having me on, because my subject isn't about men, women, white, black, old, young, rich, poor. This is an invisible, this is an intangible gift, which isn't applicable to any physical identification. That's what makes this so wonderful. That means everyone, any human being, can have high self-esteem. It's just not for some people or for just men or for just women or for just Americans or just foreigners. There are no conditions. And when I began to realize that, oh, wow, so all this stuff that's going on outside of me about those that have and those that don't have and those in the north and those in the south and those on the west coast and those on the east coast and those in the Midwest, and that's all man stuff. That has nothing to do with the spirituality of self-esteem. And that's what's so wonderful about understanding self-esteem. So when I began to learn and accept myself, I began to understand that God that has given me this gift, this opportunity to be alive 24 hours, 7 days a week. And when I learned to embrace God as God being within me, not outside of me, boy, that was a lot of responsibility. You know, when it's outside of me, I can do a whole lot of things. Then I'll check in later on it. But I can do all my little human things now. But when I said God is within me, boom, my self-esteem just went through the roof. Because is there anything higher than God? When I accepted God within me, I now have the highest self-esteem humanly possible. And when I continue to be in that consciousness, when I continue to accept that as my certainty, now I'm living a whole nother life, which is different than a person that is living from the outside in. I live from the inside out. So I live from a certainty. I don't guess anything about life. I know, because I have now the center of all life within me. And with that, now I'm being coached on the laws of life. And when you are in touch with the laws of life, all you have to do is follow the laws. So when you follow the laws, you make fewer mistakes. When you make fewer mistakes, you have a higher degree of life and more happiness, more joy, and moving into the highest level of joy and happiness is blissfulness. So that's why I always stay in a consciousness of gratitude, a consciousness of thankfulness. See, Deborah, the wonderful thing about gratitude and thankfulness, it's humanly impossible to be negative when you're thankful. You want to check in. You say, "Oh, I don't feel good today. Oh, I'm you know, feeling down today. Oh, I'm scared today. Oh, I'm worried today." Then you just go over here on the other side and be thankful for being alive.
Find something in it.
And you got literally hundreds of ways to thank. Start with yourself. Just the basic stuff. The stuff that take for granted.
So with that in mind, okay, everything that you said, what made you say, okay, I'm going to go out here and start an institute? What would be the foundation? Because you know how people think, which you don't worry about the outside. And that's powerful. That's a powerful statement that you live from within as opposed to from out.
Yes.
But, you know, just to help make the connection for everyone, what were the practical steps that you went through to say, okay, I'm going to start this self-esteem institute. I'm going to start talking about this.
Sure. And here again, that's another great question. And I did that for what I call positive selfishness. In other words, what I wanted to do was to build a network of support around me that I have things in common with, and they have things in common with me. And it wasn't available. It wasn't in the culture. It wasn't in the community. It wasn't in the neighborhood. It wasn't in the schools. It wasn't in the churches. And I said, well, let's put together an organization that has in its identity the purpose, its sole purpose, to develop and empower others with self-esteem. Now, by me being a black man, I identify with being black. And as I look at the schools, I look at the jails that I go to, the prisons that I go to, the hospitals that I go to, the news that I watch, I said, now, these are the people I identify with. This is my heart. This is my love. I have to share this information, this transformation that I've gone through in my life with others, because I want everyone that I love and that I identify with at the top, not at the bottom, at the top. So this is the challenge. This is the challenge God has given me. Take it on. Take it on. So my challenge is as big and as powerful and as awesome the negative is, I say, well, what's in me can handle the negative that is outside of me? What's in me is stronger than what's outside of me. And that's my daily challenge.
So let me ask you then, that's powerful, because I love how you said the positive selfishness, because I know that I can relate to that. That's how I actually started the professionalblackwoman.com, was because, you know, I was looking for some mentorship. I was looking for someone that looks like me. You know, not like I said, you know, we talk about the images of black women that are in the media on a daily basis, and not just media from the actual news point of view, but, you know, of course, from our music and things of that nature, and even some of the television shows and movies, you know, we are not always portrayed as like my friends or people that I grew up with, or you hear, you know, the whole thing of the Cosby Show, that was fantasy. No one lived like that. But I know people that had a mother that was a lawyer and a father that was a doctor or professionals or what have you. So, you know, I knew that there were other people out there that thought like me. I was just trying to just say, hey, can we all just kind of come together and bond and also learn from one another to ultimately to grow and to increase our revenue. So I understand that. I understand that aspect of the positive selfishness there. Now, with that, do you have chapters or charters, or is this something that you're going to have available for people who are all over the country that like to start a chapter? Is it currently just one now, or have you already? Okay.
And matter of fact, that's interesting that you bring that up, is because our management team, we have been doing some house cleaning.
Okay.
And we had so, well, I don't want to say so many members, like we were into the thousands. No, we weren't into the thousands.
But right.
We had enough members that needed attention, and we wanted to give those that were sincere and serious the attention.
Okay.
We had it open where people could go online and join.
Okay.
And we've changed that now. Yes, you can still go online, but now you are interviewed to join.
Okay.
Reason being is because we want a commitment. We want a promise that our work is not in vain.
Okay.
So if a person is ready, we're ready. And what we do is as they are interviewing us, we're interviewing them. And then we come to an agreement that this is going to work for both of us.
Right.
So now we're qualifying folks versus just...
And it builds value around it.
No doubt about it.
Right. That's wonderful. I know our chat room, I know we have some guests all, and the lines are just getting full here, and got people in the chat room area there. Not only do we just have people, we've got the best producer in the world with us today. We have Miss Opal Mabry. She is our show producer. She helps post all the information for the show, and she had a chance to read your background, and she had a question that she wanted to ask. So I said, okay, go ahead. Are you there, Miss Opal?
I'm here. How are you?
Hi, Miss Opal. Thank you for your help on getting here on this show today. I wouldn't be on the show if it hadn't been for you.
She's a great resource.
It's very nice talking to you. My question is, I just want to know, if someone has been, you know, very secure and confident with their self-esteem, and they have an experience where it's been challenged or even stripped from them, how can they get it back?
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that a good question?
I like you. Yeah, because that question covers a lot of territory.
Mm-hmm.
I love those kind of questions. This is what makes self-esteem special. It is different than motivation. You know, this motivation thing is real popular. People want to be motivational speakers, right? Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's not self-esteem. It's different than enthusiasm. People want to be excited and enthusiastic. That's not self-esteem. People want to be confident. Oh, that's getting closer, but that's still not self-esteem. And true self-esteem cannot be stripped away, cannot be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
When you have self-esteem, that is with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is you will learn to have more and more and more self-esteem. But once you have that foundation, it's just like learning how to walk. Now, we see the baby wobbling and shaking and trembling, whatever. But guess what that baby is doing? The baby's learning not how to walk. The baby's learning balance. Balance comes before walking. It's like when you learn how to ride that bike, you had to learn balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what self-esteem is. Self-esteem is that balance. You'll never forget self-esteem. It's like, well, I haven't ridden a bicycle in years. I don't have to learn all over again how to ride a bicycle. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I learned balance. See, and that's one of the laws of self-awareness. See, we as a people, we haven't been taught the laws of self-awareness. And self-awareness leads to self-esteem. You cannot say you are self-aware and you don't have self-esteem. Now, you have, oh, yeah, it is. See, because the two go together. You have self-esteem, you have self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have self-awareness, you have self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't care how motivated you are. You know, I don't care how pumped up you are. You know, and this gets on the controversial side. I don't care how religious you are.
Mm-hmm.
Self-awareness leads to self-esteem. Self-esteem leads to self-awareness. So if you are thinking that someone has stripped you or taken self-awareness, which is self-esteem, from you, that's not correct. That's not correct. Now, what you have done, you have surrendered vulnerability to them. And you may be hurt by that or disappointed from that. But when you have built the foundation of self-esteem, you can take on anything and everything that the world has to offer.
Ooh, well, hold that thought, because we want to know how. We want to get to the cut of it. How does a person build that self-esteem? How does a person, so hold that thought. We gotta get in here and pay some bills here, but hold that thought. We want to know how a person can build that self-esteem.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop stores for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
All right, we are back live on Wealthy Sisters with the godfather of self-esteem,
right,
Frederick Penn,
right,
on the line. And we just had a great question, wanted to, you know about how does a person build self-esteem now? And I think that can lead us into this new book you have coming out, huh? 111 Wonderful Ways to Build a Child or to Build Children's Self-Esteem and Confidence Every Day.
Right.
So tell us, just tell us what the number one way that you have listed there in the book. And I'm sure that will build the foundation on our question of how do we build great self-esteem.
Well, the number one is the easiest of all, and some say, well, I'm not comfortable with that one. It's called, I admire myself.
Is that conceited? Are you conceited in doing that?
Exactly. See, the outer world has some comments on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that's kind of big-headed. You know, oh, no, you know, I don't want to, you know, do that. That's a turnoff. No, it's the exact opposite. In other words, when I say I admire myself, I admire the gift of life. I admire this opportunity that God has given me. I admire this temple that God has given me called my body.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this all ties into thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
What you admire, you like. What you like, you value. What you value, you appreciate. And you're thankful for it.
And you're going to take care of it, I guess, huh?
That's right. If you truly admire it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the first, what we call the first pillar of five pillars of building self-esteem. And this is why it's so important to expose your child or your children to these basics so that they will build their lives on the foundation of self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So you say that's the first pillar.
The
you're
first
saying,
pillar.
I admire myself.
I admire myself.
Do you teach your child to say that?
Yes.
Is that what you, okay?
Yes. Yes.
To say those words.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, and this is what I call it the 111 wonderful ways, which you're going to have in the book, you're going to have the adult statement, and then I also give the exact words you want the child to say from the adult statement. Because so many times the adults are speaking from the adult level, but they aren't interpreting for the child's level. So it just ends up being talk versus communication.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. I love it. I have every day for our daughter, I make sure before she goes to bed, you know, she knows to say, I am the best, I'm the greatest, and I am a leader, you know. And I had someone to question me on that, you know, are you supposed to be teaching them that they that they are the best? Well, how do you answer that? I mean, I answered it, but how would you answer that?
Oh, yes, I love that kind of question. Ooh, I just love it. I get chills when they come to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the true power, Deborah, is what you say to your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to say is whatever your daughter's name is, I'll just say Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, you are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my God, that becomes law for your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That has made an emotional, psychological, intellectual connection in her body, in her nervous system, in her mind, in her brain that will be with her all of her life.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is that you are building positive memory. Think now, you're grown. So when you think of your childhood, what do you think of? You think of what the adults said to you.
Right. So that is true. Now, tell us, what's this second pillar? What's the second pillar? The first we know is I admire myself. What's the second one?
Mm-hmm. The second one is I have a favorable opinion of myself.
Oh, my goodness. You still talking about yourself?
Yeah, this is self-esteem. You got what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
You know, this is why it's called the Institute for Self-Esteem and Evaluation. Okay. No doubt about it, because you're it. I'm it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm it for me. You're it for you. And I'm with me 24 hours, 7 days a week. How about you?
Right, exactly. I haven't been able to kind of get away from it.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
It's kind of hard to do.
For sure. So what we want to do is build a favorable opinion of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have opinions.
Mm-hmm.
All those opinions aren't necessarily favorable.
Mm.
You want to be very specific when it comes to yourself. And you want to build a favorable opinion of and with yourself.
Now, well, let me I apologize for putting y'all, but how does a person build a favorable? I mean, I know what we speak has a lot to do with it, not calling ourselves, oh, I'm so fat, let me get these thunder thighs up or whatever. I learned to change that language. And then once I did, I actually got back to my pre-pregnancy weight when I stopped calling myself, you know, blubber and all those terms that we use, you know, because I changed that mental image there. So I know that's one way, but what are other ways that people can do to have a favorable opinion of themselves? Because, wow, we could be on here for all day talking about this because it shows you can meet a person instantly if you're in tune to this. You can meet and tell whether they have a favorable opinion about themselves or not just by how they, you know, carry themselves. So, but let's say I'm a person that I'm not very, you know, I don't really like myself, or maybe I've experienced some things that I've done some things, or I've made some poor decisions, which affects those opinions of how we feel about ourselves. How do you get over that?
Well, let's start at the beginning of your question in terms of how do I build a favorable opinion of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's look at you and your daughter.
Okay.
And this is what I said earlier in terms of what's going to make the major difference in her life is what you say to her about her.
Right.
That becomes the law that she begins to live on, because you're mommy. You are the closest thing to her life's relationship with God. You are it. You influence her. You brought her into this world. You are the greatest influence of her life. So,
well, the father, her, you know, as well. When you're saying, are you just saying it's parents? Or are you talking from a mother's point of view?
Mother.
Okay.
Mothers are the most powerful, influential human beings on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a man telling you that. Okay. That is the,
do you have children? I know people want to know that. I heard you say practical.
yes. I have a son and three daughters. All of them are grown.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a granddaughter and two grandsons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got that out the way. We answered that.
No doubt. I am not talking theory here.
All of them functioning in society.
Positively. Yes, no doubt about it. And how it's done is the everyday conversation that you have with your daughter, meaning you are building her personality every single day. Either that personality is being built positively or that personality is being built negatively. And how you build a positive or a favorable opinion of herself is when you tell her, Deborah, you are so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just love the way you do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are just one of the most beautiful girls I have ever seen. All of this is doing what? It's building a favorable opinion of herself because my mommy said so.
Okay, now I got that. Okay, but let's back up. Let's back up and go to the person who didn't get that.
There you go.
Okay, and now they are an adult that's out here that's trying to function. And God bless them. Everything is. They just don't even realize that. And now they're saying, okay, it is. I don't really feel good about myself. How do I build a favorable opinion about myself now as an adult?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Two ways. First way is that you can start complimenting yourself. Now, sometimes that's too difficult. Sometimes we're not comfortable with that. So mm-hmm. you bring in the second way. You build a positive network of support, and you give that network of support an assignment. Today is Monday. I want today to be I am happy day, and I am a happy person day. And I want you, Deborah, to call me at 12 o'clock on every Monday and tell me that I am a happy person. And then have me, Deborah, to repeat it to myself and then to repeat it to you, that I mm-hmm. am a happy person. The mm-hmm. easiest and the quickest way to build a favorable opinion of yourself is to have support in that process.
To have support.
Everything moves faster when
right.
you have that support.
I agree.
Now, guess
I
what?
Agree.
It works on negative, too. Okay?
Because I was going to say, yeah, misery loves company.
No doubt about
it. Hang around,
yes,
who
yes,
we hang
yes.
around, our circles, we take that lightly, but you are exactly right.
Yes.
It is
it's
so
a double-edged sword.
Yes.
No,
yes.
It kills and it heals.
It does. I tell you, this is getting so good here. We are live on Wealthy Sisters with none other than the godfather of self-esteem, Mr. Frederick Penn. We are here. If you have questions, please dial in at 347-838-9278. Press 1, and we will open the lines for you to ask a question. We got to take a short break, and we'll come back to hear more of those 111 wonderful ways to build children's self-esteem and confidence every day.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
All right, we are back live with none other than the godfather, Mr. Frederick Penn himself, the godfather of self-esteem. Want to just let everybody know to save the date that you're listening. I'm telling you, worldwide, you do not want to miss this awesome event on March 19th and 20th. You talk about a way to build your self-esteem, encourage it, to enhance it, everything. We are going to be at the inaugural Winners Summit Conference and Expo. It is going to be the hottest women's conference and expo you have ever seen or heard of. I promise you that. March 19th and 20th at the Hyatt Regency Baltimore, that's right downtown at the harbor. It's going to be an awesome event. They are remodeling the hotel. They heard we were coming. They said, oh, we're going to do all these millions of dollars of renovations because we know y'all are coming on March 19th and 20th. We have over $250,000 in cash and prizes that will be given away. The grand prize is $2,500. We've got free makeovers, talent show, live concert. We're even doing a pajama party. I'm telling you, we are having fun, and we have some of the best speakers. We just added, I'm not going to even announce them right now, but I tell you this, will be an event that you want to attend. Go to www.thewinnerssummit.com, and you can register there. And I tell you, if you are a member of the Professional Black Woman group on Facebook, you have until, I think it's Thursday it is, you can get your tickets for 50% off. 50% off, almost 50% off for only $69. This is a two-day event. You will have a welcome reception, and we're having breakfast that morning. You can't find that anywhere. So you definitely want to go and learn more about the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. So like I said, if you have any questions, please dial in 347-838-9278 and press 1, and we'll be able to open the lines for you so that you can ask a question of none other than Mr. Frederick Penn himself. He was sharing with us the 111 wonderful ways to build children's self-esteem and confidence every day. Now, we got to pillar 1, and I know I'm kind of bouncing around here because I'm so excited. This topic just invigorates me. It just makes me so excited because I know our foundation is that, the self-esteem. We talked about number 2. You got to have a favorable opinion of yourself. What's the third pillar?
Mm-hmm. Sure. And let me just share something with you, Deborah, and what you are saying before I get to number 3. This is, here again, the uniqueness of self-esteem. You only know you need self-esteem is when you have it. That's it is so different than motivation or enthusiasm or self-control or all those other life skill things. Self-esteem stands by itself, and so many people think they don't need self-esteem, or so many people think they have self-esteem. But the only time you really recognize self-esteem is when you have it, and then you know you need it.
Can you help a person? You know, because we have to be very careful and not being judgmental. I never want to do that. I learned, you know, growing up certain ways that you can be very judgmental. But we are all this. I know Queen Latifah has a new song out. We just people.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Ayanna Van Zant say one time that, you know, people are doing the best that they can at any given moment in time, at that particular time. They're doing the best that they can. But let me ask you, If you kind of observe, so say it like that, someone that may not have self-esteem, that think they have self-esteem or may not are dealing with it, the kind of people, I'm not talking about somebody that's out on drugs, or we hear the stories, or, you know, they were prostituting or whatever, they were robbing or stealing some stuff. I mean functioning people, because we have business people that we cater to here, people who are functioning and they don't realize the way they speak to people or the way they can't handle things not going their way all the time might be a result or of low self-esteem, or the way they overly talk about themselves, or the need to suppress others or to be in a circle of others where they are the top dog and everybody else is struggling, but it makes them feel better. They don't necessarily identify that with low self-esteem. How do you help in a loving way? Can you do that? Is this something that you can share with someone, or is this something they have to come to a conclusion?
Well, it's represented in you. See,
mm-hmm.
with me developing self-esteem, we have a saying at IC. It goes like this: who I am speaks so loud,
mm-hmm.
you can't hear a word I say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, meaning I'm speaking with my body language, and self-esteem speaks louder than your words. Now, when you come in from ego, when you come in from false pride, when you come in from being big-headed or cocky, see, you're doing all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
When it's coming from self-esteem, self-esteem does the talking. I don't have to do any talking. So when I'm making a presentation, see, I have to represent what self-esteem looks like. There's no way I can stand up there and be 320 pounds with a cigarette in my hand and a drink talking about self-esteem.
Mm.
Because that's a lie.
Mm.
But
it's kind of dangerous what you said there.
Oh, yes. And having self-esteem covers me, okay?
Mm.
That is the foundation. And that's what makes this so wonderful. Now, let's look at children. Everyone is born with self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is born with self-esteem. Everyone, think about your daughter when she was just a little baby. Now, did you teach her how to smile? You taught her how to walk. You taught
mm-hmm.
her how to feed herself. You taught her how to put her shoes on. But did you teach her how to smile? Where did that smile come from?
Mm-hmm.
That was the feeling that she has within herself. That's her what? Feeling good about herself and smiling. And that smile from a baby is represented and representative of her self-esteem. Now, the environment that children are raised in and raised up in can either negatively conditions them or positively conditions them. Negatively or positively programs them, or negatively or positively brainwashes them. It's the adults, it's not the child, that makes the difference. Children are born happy. Children are born with a welcoming spirit. This is why children, you know, they don't need to go through some formal introduction. Well, how do you do? My name is Frederick Penn. And, so. No, they just meet each other and immediately start playing.
Exactly. So with that in mind now, okay, that person, can you, an adult, can you, is there a way that you can say, well, you know, I know you shouldn't walk up to them and say you might be self-esteem challenged, but, or is it something they just have to wake up and say, you know what, I don't know if I really have that great amount of self-esteem that I desire to have, or is it something, like I said, that you can point out to them
mm-hmm.
if the platform is right, if they give you that opportunity to, I guess.
Well, what it is chances are they aren't going to do any of that because that's the consciousness level that they
mm-hmm.
aren't on. Now, you
okay.
are on that level. So
okay.
what you have to do is initiate it from a heart of friendship, from a heart of caring, from a sensitivity that I like you and I want you to be happy. I want you to have the life that you want to have. And I just want to share a few things with you that
mm-hmm.
I want you to consider. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm not telling you why to do it, when to do it, where to do it. All I want you to do is just hear me out on a few things. And just know where I'm coming from. I'm not coming from trying to put you down. I'm coming from a point of friendship. And what
okay.
I'm saying to you will make a difference in your life.
Okay.
So
well,
you have to
I tell
kind of
you,
set the stage.
This time is getting away from us. It's so good. It's so good. We got the first two, three. We got the first three pillars here. We got to take a quick short break, and we want to come back. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. We are going to get those other two pillars.
Okay.
And then we need to learn how we can actually reach you and get that book and when it's coming out. So let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Godfather of Self-Esteem, Mr. Frederick Penn.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, oh yeah, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life, and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, well, you? We are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
Women's Expo, Annapolis, Maryland, Saturday, October 3rd, 2009, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Anne Arundel Community College. Shopping, holistic choices, massages, how-to classes, happy hour, lots of food and door prizes. Register to win a 5-day, 4-night cruise. Meet Patsy Anderson and Mia Redrick from Team Radio WOLB, 10:10 a.m. Women's Expo, Annapolis, Maryland, Saturday, October 3rd, 2009, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Anne Arundel Community College.
All right, we are back. Yes, that Women's Expo is this Saturday. We're excited. I'm one of the featured speakers there, so we want to encourage everyone to come out. If you can send me an email at customer or just do CS at DeborahHartnett.com if you'd like to get a free ticket. I do have a few available for that Women's Expo that's going to be held October 3rd at the Anne Arundel Community College in Annapolis if you are in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Well, we are back. We have only 2 minutes left in the show. We have got to learn. Tell us real quick, sir, Mr. Frederick Penn, Godfather of Self-Esteem, what is the fourth pillar of the self-esteem?
Sure. Well, actually, it's the third one, which is...
The third? Oh, yes, the third.
I have a high regard for myself.
I have a high regard. Okay, number four.
And four is I value myself.
I value myself.
And the last one is I respect myself.
I respect myself. That is phenomenal. So the first one is I admire. I have a favorable opinion. The third one is I have a high regard for myself.
That's right.
And the fourth one, I value myself. And the fifth one, I respect myself.
Yes, yes, yes. Those are the five pillars of self-esteem. You can't lose with the stuff I use. You can't miss with this.
All right, now that is awesome. That is awesome.
No,
tell us when can we expect your book and where can we get it?
Mm-hmm. Well, the book will be out in about 3 weeks.
I would
say for sure in maybe about the end of October. I'll know specifically from the publisher. And it will be all over the place, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We are using every book distribution network we can put our hands on. And you can go to our website and purchase it there, too.
And what is that website?
Mm-hmm. That's www.iseeinc.org. That's the acronym.
www.icinc.org.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. Now, are you speaking anywhere that you want to announce any events coming up? We got about 2 minutes. Well, actually, 60 seconds left.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm on tomorrow morning, and this is a free call. It's called a Mother's Power Talk, and this is at 7 a.m. And if they go to the website, they would get the telephone number, which is 1-518-825-1300, and you would enter access code 25347.
Awesome. Well, I'm press pound right after that access code, right?
Yes.
Well, this has been another great episode of Wealthy Sisters, a very special episode. We want to thank you so much, Godfather of Self-Esteem, Frederick Penn, for being our special guest today. And want to encourage everybody to tune in next week, where our special guest is none other than the awesome sister. She is an actress and comedian, y'all. She is hilarious. Hazelle Goodman, you've seen her in movies. I mean, she's been all on TV, and she does a lot of great humanitarian projects there in the New York area. Well, once again, this has been Deborah Hartnett with the Wealthy Sisters Show. We want to thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next
this
week.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, host next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.